Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. If you have a box full of unidentified old family photos, you may be wondering how to find out who they are. Lynn Schlick, first vice president of the Alabama Genealogical Society, joins us today by Skype with an opportunity. But first, she shares a family story. Lynn Schlick, first vice president of the Alabama Genealogical Society, thank you so much for joining us again by Skype from Birmingham.
Well, thank you. It's so nice to be back with you.
Lynn, what I remember most about your last interview was you shared a family story that related to George Washington. Have you done any more family research?
Yes, I have. And I've got a story that just gives me goosebumps and brings tears to my eyes, if you'd like to hear it.
I'd love to. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I've been doing an awful lot of research, and I was just brain dead after a while. And so I, you know, got up and did something else. I make cheese with my husband. And so after a while, I was anxious to get back to my research. So I went on to Family Search, which is a complimentary website to do research, and I looked at my family tree, and I saw the name of my second great uncle, and there was a blue records hint box right next to his name.
So what did you find when you looked in the hints box?
It is a little icon next to a person's name on your family tree. And if you click on it, it will show all of the documents that that person appears in. For example, it might be a military record or a census report, a marriage report. So you just click on there and all these documents pop up.
Now, are these copies of original documents?
And you can view the originals. Mm-hmm.
So what did you find in there?
Well, I found out that he married when he was 19 years old, and his wife was 16 years old. They were farming in Pickens County. And through the next couple of years, they had three children. And then the Civil War broke out, and he joined the war. He fought for 3.5 years. And my goodness, his wife had to stay home with those three children and run that farm by herself. And then I found out that he was in the battle defending Richmond and Petersburg, and he was shot, and his leg had to be amputated. And he died 10 days later with 10,000 other men. Well, my heart just went out to his wife. And I thought, what in the world happened to her? Here she had these three children. She's running this farm by herself. So I looked at the documents there in the records hint box, found out that she remarried. She had another child. And this lady lived till she was 99 years old, which was quite unusual for a woman to live that long back in the day. I thought about her, and I wondered, did she ever look in the faces of her first three children and see the face of her first love? I'm sure she did, and I'm sure she never forgot their farm in Pickens County, South Carolina.
What a strong woman, and what strength she showed the rest of her life, all of those decades after losing her first love. And more stories are coming to light. On August the 12th, what's going to be happening at the Alabama Department of Archives and History?
Well, it's a beautiful building, and we have two Family Search certified genealogists that are going to be speaking to us, and they're coming from the Family Search Library in Salt Lake City. And in addition to those two ladies, we also have a presentation on related faces. Did you ever think, is it grandma in this unlabeled photo? I don't know who it is. Well, with the Related Faces app that is featured on Family Search, there is an amazing tool for genealogists or anybody else with unknown people in their old photos. You know, you get the old photo, and who is this?
Lynn, I'm thinking, how many people have boxes of pictures or scrapbooks that are sort of crumbling with the years? And you're telling me there is a way to connect these faces and find out who they are?
Absolutely. You take the photographs and you load it into Family Search. That's a good way to make sure your photographs never get lost or destroyed. But anyway, they have a facial recognition where you can compare the faces in your tree and solve the mystery on who this person is. If you're African American, it's a lot easier to use this tool. And if you come to the seminar, you can get some discounts on this Related Faces.
Before we run out of time, can you give us just a preview of the seminar itself?
We're going to do an overview of what Family Search is and how you can use it finding your ancestors. Then we're going to talk about the Family Search Wiki, featuring research in Alabama, African American ancestors, and Native American ancestors. We're going to have a case study, a beginner's guide. If you're just getting started in this and you know, you think it's too complicated, why, this case study will show you how easy it really is. Finally, we're going to have a talk on the Freedmen's Bureau records. And these are the records that were kept after the slaves were freed. They have school records, the names of parents, and there's land records, just a lot of information in these Freedmen's Bureau records that you can do African American research.
When is the deadline for registering? And people can actually attend virtually, not just in person, but virtually. That's terrific.
Yes. And that will be available, that virtual, for 30 days after August 12th. The registration closes Tuesday, August 8th. But you can also walk in. We have walk-in registrations. And if you sign up for membership in the Alabama Genealogical Society, you'll get a discount on the seminar attendance, both virtual and in person.
Well, Lynn, this has been so interesting to hear your family story and how you found your lost uncle. And then knowing that these tools are available. So I want to thank you for sharing your family story and for giving us a preview of building an Alabama research toolbox. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's nice to be here.
Joining us by Skype was Lynn Schlick, first vice president of the Alabama Genealogical Society. More information about the fall seminar on August 12th at the Alabama Department of Archives and History can be found at the website algensoc.org. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.